From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Day three of the mass transit strike in New York, and today, union leaders are expected in court. A judge warned they could face jail time. Meanwhile, about 7 million daily commuters are struggling to get around town. And for many, that means by foot. NPR's Mike Pesca ran into businessman Frank Fardero in Midtown Manhattan.
I'm from Long Island. I went to Penn Station, and I walked. It was about a 20-minute commute.
Some folks on foot, like office worker Tony Cassano, paused just long enough to rail against the transit union.
It's an illegal strike, so I would do this every day if I had to for weeks. This is a threat. They're shutting down the city in an illegal strike.
But other New Yorkers are showing solidarity with those on the picket line. Richard Rose was making his way to Wall Street from Grand Central Station.
You know, look, a living wage in New York City is not $55,000 a year. I'm sorry. You're not just pushing a button. You have the safety of millions of people a day. So I think that they should get a decent raise, that their benefits should continue, and that they should continue for the next generation, too.
Yesterday, Mayor Michael Bloomberg was decidedly unsympathetic. He said the protest, which he calls, quote, the illegal selfish strike of 2005, will hurt low-income workers most.
These are not people who are making $50,000, $60,000 a year. These are people making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year. And they're the ones that are really suffering.
NPR's Jim Zeroli is in New York. He's been covering the story and joins us. Jim, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, you've been out about. Talk to me about, outside of the inconvenience, the sheer inconvenience, what you are hearing is the biggest problem for people.
Well, there are lots of problems. I mean, it's been a huge disruption in the life of the city. A lot of businesses shut down. Secondary schools have reported drops in attendance. You know, the students usually have to travel to secondary schools, not elementary schools. The commuter train stations are jammed with people every night taking trains as an alternative, you know, without, they don't have the subway any longer. The traffic is terrible into the city. Last night I came in, it took me a half hour to get from the George Washington Bridge to 96th Street on the Upper West Side. When, you know, when there's no traffic, that's a 6 or 7 minute drive. There's been a sort of an improvisational quality, people kind of getting by as best they can. But I'll tell you, this is getting old really fast.
I would imagine. Jim, let me ask you, we should note that for all it's an inconvenience, but for many, the consequences truly are dire in terms of their daily existence.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's really hard on everybody. It can be especially difficult if you don't have a lot of money. One of the things you've seen is that the big companies in the city have hired buses, car services, vans to get their people to work. So if you work for NBC or Morgan Stanley or one of the big Wall Street firms, you have that option. A lot of people are taking taxis. The city is allowing people to double and triple and quadruple up in taxis, but that can be expensive. So if you don't work for a company that has a lot of resources or you can't afford taxi fare, you have fewer options. It's also a lot tougher if you're coming in from the outer boroughs, you know, Brooklyn, the Bronx. Yeah. You can come in on the commuter trains, but they're very crowded. So you hear a lot of stories about people walking in from like Crown Heights and Jamaica, Queens, taking 2 or 3 hours to get to Manhattan. You know, if you live in the outer boroughs, it's harder to get to the store. It's harder to get to the doctor's office, to get your kids to school. Everything is harder.
All right. NPR's Jim Zeroli with the latest from New York. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.